That's what we're trying to do, folks. We're trying to get out and help the state of Nebraska make money. Didn't know I knew the words, did you? But yeah, if you got the time, don't forget 175th and Center. I really want to call it 157th. 175th and Center, 132nd Center, 149th and Maple, all fresh time locations, and the Nebraska Furniture Mart's Mega Mart entrance. Get out and do what you can if you have the opportunity. Welcome in to hour number two of Game Time. Nicky's out calling the MAC championship. I'm going to have to do some quick research and see who's still in that. Do you know? Okay. George can hook me up with that. While George efforts on that, probably should look that up before the show. Hey, it's been a rough day. Before we do that, though, we are going to head to the hotline. He tried yesterday, and I know you guys all love him. He had a little bad phone connection, but joining us again is Kool-Aid Steve. Kool-Aid Steve, what's up, bud?
Hey, I'm just one of those other morons that's out looking at all the flood water. Yesterday, I was clear up by Skyler.
Were you?
And should not have been up there.
Nope.
I rail on people for going out and then having to get rescued. So, I mean, it took me like 3 hours to get back because all of the bridges were out.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, but so we were going to talk about the, you know, pay to get your kid in school on an athletic
scholarship for a sport they don't play.
Right. Right. Well, now, this has been going on since the beginning of time. You know, who has the gold that makes the golden rule. You donate a library, you donate a wing of this, you donate a wing of that, right?
That's the traditional manner, yes.
I mean, it happens. It may not be fair, but now, you know me. I always look at things a little bit different, right? Mm-hmm. What is the difference than having a really, really rich mom and dad pay for you to get in, or you don't have a rich mom and dad and you get scholarships and grants from the government that I don't get because my parents make decent wage but not enough for me to go to a four-year college? What's the difference from that?
The part to me is the grades. Like that's the rub. Like, they didn't have the grades to get in, like the scores on their test, from what I understand. That's the rub to me.
They cheated on that, you know. To me, this is like affirmative action 180 degrees.
The opposite way.
And you know that my views are skewed on everything in this world.
True.
But, you know, is it fair? Absolutely not. But is it fair somebody of color or a woman gets a job just because, or is she more qualified? That, you know, it comes down to either you can do the job or you can't. You have the grades or you don't have the grades. You're an athletic, you know, man child, and you deserve a full ride scholarship, or you don't. Not that your parents photoshopped your face in on a rowing machine. I mean, I can't fathom that.
Right.
But,
listen, if you have the grades,
are you going to take donations down at your place?
You know, I'm going to head over to that Fresh Time on 132nd Center, but I'll put a bucket out on the bar. We'll put a bucket there. And I'll get it over to the folks at NRG. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll swing by later then. Thanks, bud. Have a great day.
Bye bye. That was going to go a direction I didn't want it to go. I'm not going to lie. I know it's still a bad skew. I hope as a society. Man, I'm just getting real, and I know I'm not pious on high, I'm not even religious, right? But I just view it as, put people that have earned the right in the best position to succeed. Like, to me, this is just a rich family, a couple rich families, whose kids don't really, they've shown interest in this, but don't want to be there. Like, if what kind of coach says, hey, your kid's never rowed, but you know, in that huge mansion of a house you live in, you got a rowing machine over there? No. Okay, can you go buy one? Go buy a rowing machine, put your kid on the rowing machine, and then we'll just edit the rest of it in. Like, we'll CGI in some water and a skull, and you'll be good.
And then display it on the front yard so everybody can see it.
But the part that gets me of this, right, these people have succeeded to a manner, okay, that they've eliminated a lot of the fears and cares in their life. They've obviously invested well in things. I know it's your child, but sometimes you got to look at that child and be like, hey, this is a bad investment, right? Why would I invest $500,000 into a child that's already making money on the internet to go to a school or do a thing they don't want to do? You know, the Laughlin daughter has said, she's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to go to the parties and go to the tailgate. You know, it's just, it's baffling to me, like, how that's your mindset. Like, honestly, assess it. It's like, this kid doesn't want to go. And in the era we're in, kids can make money not going to school. I don't know enough about Ninja, but I don't think he went to, he probably went to USC. I mean, it reiterates the name, University of Spoiled Children. And now you got a mom, I don't know how many of you saw it, but now there's a mom who's got a lawsuit out against all these rich folks. Good on you, lady. Worst case scenario, you settle for like $5 million. But she sued them for $500 billion because it affected her son. He couldn't get in because of them. Amen. And I'm not a sue guy. I'm not like, hey, spill hot coffee. I'm a moron. So I'm going to sue you. You didn't tell me that coffee was hot. Well, I can't help you. You're an idiot. Now, if I open that coffee up and dump it on you in the drive-thru, then I've got a different deal. But, you know, I mean, it's a refreshing. This is like AAU parent, we're starting our own team because my kid's a star and my current coach just doesn't know it. To like the nth degree. Like the highest of highs. Like, I mean, 500 G's. And then you are so arrogant to send your daughter on a USC Board of Trustees member's boat. I get it. They're friends, girlfriend, you know, whatever. Maybe just pump the brakes on that. Maybe just hold tight. Drive on a $100 million yacht. Maybe that's not the right price. I'm sure things get exaggerated. But, I mean, that's really what we're going to do? You imagine being that Board of Trustees member's like, starts buzzing, the little gal in question's on the boat. Maybe it's time we get you guys out of here because you shouldn't be here and this is going to look really bad. And then the story gets out. It's okay to not. I tell kids all the time, if you don't like school, that's okay. There's tons of ways you can make money now. Except when you want me to be in your pyramid. Don't call me about your pyramid. I don't want to be in your pyramid. I don't want your click funnel. Right? don't send me down that rabbit hole. I don't need that. I tried those. It doesn't work. I don't have the persona for it. But, you know, if you're good at something, right? You may be good at playing an instrument. Somebody might like your music. You may be good at playing the video games. You might start making on that. You'll play in them professional tournaments. But if they had the Madden tournaments then that they do now, I would have fronted Jay Sims the money to go play in them. I'd have been his Don King. Only in America, baby. Me and my guy, half-shaved head, braided hair, Jay Sims, we'd travel the country. I bought an RV. We'd been on town to town. Who wants it? Me and Ocho Cinco.
Hey, anybody, just let us know who wants it.
Money laid is money played. You want to play my guy for $500 set on the table? We got her hooked up in the RV. Let's go.
Who's your team?
And he'd win. Never seen anybody play a video game like that. Still to this day, I'm like, whoa, that guy was good. And now my meathead teammates will text me, I beat him all the time, blah, blah, blah. They don't have to go to school. Kids that are smart and handy. By the way, props to some of the, and sorry to go on a social tangent here for this first segment of the 12 o'clock hour, but props to their schools around the metro. They're offering access to kids to get into a trade. Okay? Be that plumbing, electric, HVAC, whatever that is. That is huge because the world's different now. I was online last night. I can take a class from Harvard online for $0. Okay? So I can go get my education my own way. But for the kids that are handy, may not be the best at school, that trade life is a great life. Buddy, I know what I pay my HVAC guy. He's my dog. He's a good dude. Been with me for 15 years. Sometimes that bill comes, I'm like, bro, I bet a little help here. You know? Slow her down. I know you had triplets. I ain't trying to send them all to Harvard on my bill. I'm just kidding, Jay. But you know what I mean. Like, there's going to be a shortage of these, the people that do these jobs. They're fantastic jobs. The plumbing company we work with, fantastic. My guy Todd's a good dude. We got a running bet. He's from Iowa. I'm from Nebraska. $20 a year. He took my $20 this year because Iowa won. He's nervous about next year. But they're fantastic jobs. They're rewarding jobs. I started something. I completed it. Now you have this. Right? Your kid has already have a business. People sponsor them to go on Instagram and be themselves. Just let them make money. I got buddies that have a degree in like sociology. They're selling medical device. I've got a degree in finance. It ain't like I'm out there like, oh, let me break this down for you. I know it's valuable to some. That's your chosen path. You want to go be a financial analyst? Finance the crap out of it. Go ahead. But the non-traditional route is more, and I mean, you're like, you're famous. Like, you're a famous family. Why do you need your kid to go to USC? Right? Oh, my graduated. I mean, it ain't like you're going to Stanford. My child graduated from USC. Okay. Neat. She was making more money on Instagram. I mean, let's be honest. But you do screw the other people, and that's the bad part. Your hubris, your ego, and I know that's the way the world works. I'll give Steve, that was a good one. He with the gold makes the golden rule, or she with the gold makes the golden rule in this case. That's a ringing statement. But I hope it exposes all this. Just make college college. Right? Yachting coach got 1.2 million, or crew coach 1.2 million. Doing your thing, but props to OPS. I bag on them a lot. I do, because I think that organization should be run a lot better than it is. Now, I don't dive into the depths of it. I just see it with my own eyes. Because rule number one for me, and I know I'm at a private school, neighborhood team. You live in this neighborhood, you go to that school. Period. Balance it out. Close down the portal. Close down the high school transfer portal. But, you know, and I'll be, it really crushes me that it's Aunt Becky. Crush on TV. It was Full House. Come on. You got it, dude. I know. But Aunt Becky was on there. She had it. Aunt Becky was the deal. But I digress. We will take a break here. We'll move back to sports. Don't forget. 175th and Center, 132nd and Center, 149th and Maple, all fresh signs, 2 to 6 today. Talent will be out there today. And then at Nebraska Furniture Mart's Mega Mart entrance, whatever it is. Car change, couple bucks. Hey, I had some spare waters. Brought them down. It all matters. You never know who it's going to benefit. You never know who it's going to help. Thank you guys. As always, do your thing. This is what we do. We're going to break. 1620 The Zone.